The city's housing agency has ambitious plans to remake all of Nashville's public housing, and it's using hundreds of millions of public dollars in the process. So we asked Nashville's four main candidates for mayor whether they supported this years-long plan. WPLN's Mariba Knight reports.
Nashville's Metropolitan Development and Housing Agency has a long history in the city. It built the first public housing in the late 1930s, then pivoted to more commercial endeavors like the convention center and a parking garage. In recent years, it's embarked on huge multi-billion dollar plans to build mixed-income neighborhoods on old public housing complexes. They're known as the Envision Projects. And incumbent Mayor David Briley is the only candidate to express total confidence in the agency and its mission.
I'm sure they'll learn as they go about how best to get community input and how best to build communities as they add density and economic diversity to each one of these developments.
Doubling down, Briley recently announced he's giving the agency $350 million over the next decade to help. But the Envision projects were supposed to be completed with hardly any metro money, just private investment and federal tax credits. Councilman John Cooper points this out often.
Because just a few months ago, MDHA said, hey, it's fine. It's fine. It's doing this without extra government subsidies. And now it needs all of our affordable housing money in the next 10 years, $350 million.
Candidate Carol Swain cites the agency's stained track record of redeveloping public housing only to wind up losing its residents.
Because I think that a lot of those programs end up displacing people that don't find other housing.
And because it relies on both public and private money, MDHA is often criticized for its lack of transparency. It's an issue that worries Representative John Ray Clemens.
We have seen reports that the Envision Casey project is well behind schedule and over budget, and that questionable decisions continue to be made that are costing our city a lot of money.
However candidates feel about MDHA, the fact remains it's changing the face of Nashville's public housing and will be for many years to come. For WPLN News, I'm Mariba Knight.